This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. As the University of Michigan, number two right now in college football, gets ready to play the number one team, Ohio State, tomorrow in Columbus, there is news today to put their great rivalry in perspective. Michigan's former coach, Bo Schembechler, has died at the age of 77. NPR's Luke Burbank is with us. Luke, I say former coach, maybe legendary coach would be better.
Well, certainly, Alex. I mean, Bo Schembechler is a legend around Michigan, but even more so around the country as a college football coach. This is a guy who, for about 26 years while leading Michigan, was a larger-than-life figure. The stadium was named after him. He racked up win after win. One of our producers, Jacob Conrad, called the University of Michigan's media office to confirm this, and he said the person sounded visibly broken up and just really distraught. This guy was a real legend.
What are the circumstances of his passing?
Well, he was apparently at a TV station in Detroit. He was doing an interview, and he became ill and collapsed, was taken by ambulance to the hospital where he passed away. He had had a history of heart problems, actually, going back a long ways. Actually, back in, it looks like 1970, on the eve of his first Rose Bowl, he actually had a heart attack. He had had heart surgery. No indication what exactly he passed away from, but that would be probably a leading cause.
There was this rivalry, is this rivalry, between Michigan and Ohio State. So this game tomorrow, this comes about, there's a personal involvement of Bo Schembechler and another coach.
Right. Well, that's the thing. This is a rivalry that really kind of hit its apex, at least before this week, which has gone to this whole other level. But back in the 1960s and 70s, when Bo Schembechler was coaching Michigan against a guy named Woody Hayes at Ohio State, Bo Schembechler had played for Woody Hayes at the University of Miami, Ohio. So they were sort of old friends, but then they became the head coaches of these two legendary football programs. And so they would sort of square off. And Bo Schembechler was heard to say that he was friends with Woody Hayes, but he put their friendship aside when they were coaching together. And this was when this rivalry really became kind of almost a national game.
About this game tomorrow, they are the number one and number two teams in college football right now. So, I mean, it's already a great rivalry, even more so.
Yeah, if these two teams were 0-11 right now or had no wins between them, this would still be like the biggest deal ever in the region. But because it's the number one versus the number two, and because of the backstories, Ohio State has been seen as a power all season. They went down to the University of Texas, the defending national champion, early in the year and just gave Texas a thumping. That kind of put them on the map. Michigan was not a very highly regarded team, at least not national champion material, until they went into Notre Dame earlier in the season and gave them a thumping. So no one thought that this game was going to be playing out for the national championship, but it certainly has those implications to it.
You know, but it's not the actual national championship, or maybe could these guys wind up playing in the national championship game?
Yeah, they could actually end up playing again, which is only because of the vagaries of something called the BCS, which, because we only have 13 more seconds, I can't explain to you, but let me put it in two words, no sense, as in it makes no sense. So yeah, we may be doing this again in a matter of months.
Thank you very much. NPR's Luke Burbank reporting with us today. Bo Schembechler, former coach at Michigan, dead at the age of 77.